This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Unvaccinated Colorado state employees will now soon face regular COVID testing. Governor Polis announced that twice weekly testing will begin September 20th for any worker who does not have proof of a vaccination. The new policy mirrors one announced by President Biden for federal workers. Just more than half of Colorado's population is now fully immunized. Tributes continue to pour in for former Governor Dick Lamb, who died Friday at the age of 85. Many who worked with Lamb over the years say he was a good governor who left positive impacts on Colorado. Troy Ide is a Republican and former U.S. attorney.
He liked the rough and tumble, the full contact sport of democracy. So he was not afraid to mix it up. He was not afraid to vehemently disagree and challenge people, but it was never personal.
Lamb was known for his deep intellect, temper, and love of public policy. And Colorado Springs celebrates its 150th birthday today. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
A parade representing key moments throughout the city's history starts at 11 on Tejon. The festival features more than two dozen food trucks, as well as local beer vendors and live entertainment at Alamo Square Park at the Pioneers Museum. Performances include the Colorado Springs Conservatory and the Sweetwater Plains Indian Dancers. Also open to the public, the museum's exhibit Exploring the City's History and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum's Tokyo Games Fan Fest. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.